Okay, Rabbi Si, it's 71A1 Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. At the two dots, we had in the Mishnah, and last off, that there's basically three cases, right? If the woman was eating and they said you're no longer married, or if the Eved was eating Truma and they said you're no longer owned by this Kohen, or you were sold, right? Whatever it was. Or a Kohen was eating Truma and he learned that he wasn't a Kohen, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, right? In all three cases, Rabbi Eliezer was Machayev Kerem Mechaimish, and Rabbi Yeshua Potter's the Kerem Mechaimish, okay? In those three cases. So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Chagai Sha'al Chavraya, he asked the Chevra in the base Medrash, Menai Lo'echle B'Shushu Potter, how do I know this idea that a person that eats with some kind of pretense, meaning there was some reason that they thought they could eat, it wasn't stam, that they're potter from the chaimish, from the kapara, ma ben sover shu chulun minitza chumu shu chayev. What's the difference between a person that eats chulun and thinking it's chulun, and it's actually truma, that they're actually that the person is chayev the chaimish, ma ben sover shu chayev minitza Yisrael shu potter. What's the difference between a Kayan that thinks they're a Kayan and then finds out they're Yisrael is Potter from the Chaimish? We're talking about according to Rabbi Yeshua. And the reason I said all three cases when I started the Shir was because of footnote 4. Because the Bishlaim of the first two cases, what are the first two cases? That somebody, right? Somebody that... It's a woman that thinks she's married, right? A woman that thinks she's married and finds out that she's not, or an Eved that thinks they're an Eved, or kind of finds out they're not, they're potter from the Chaimish according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara doesn't ask about that, because that's a clear case of Inus. That's clear. That's a case of Inus. How was the woman... And we discussed it last half. How is the woman supposed to have any idea that there was something going on? It wasn't her. It was clearly an Inus. Or the Eved doesn't know. So of course, that's not a case where it's like something that needs a chatas, which the chaimish is b'mkayim chatas, is the kapara, right? Of course that's potter. But over here, what kind of mistake is that? How is that an Inus that
is a hollow?
Why does he? Yeah.
All his life, he's 80 years old. All his life, he gave tradition from his parents.
Yeah, it's a shvacha einus. Okay, it's a shvacha einus. It's not the same level as einus.
He had nothing to do with this.
I didn't know.
According to footnote 4, the bottom paragraph, okay? Oh, sorry, the third paragraph on the top of the right column. The distinction does not apply, however, the final case. Halal was never permitted to eat truma. Oh, that's the point. The difference is, in the case of the Isha Tzvi, in the case of the Isha or the Eved, at one point they were allowed to. But the halal was never allowed to. That's what the Gemara is asking. Hold it. That's so. The Gemara is not asking about the oinus aspect. The Gemara is asking about the fact they were never allowed to, right? That's what the Gemara is asking. And the Gemara answers, Amrin Lay, Mahai Rice based in. No, this is a real case of an Inus. Because the only way that he loses his permission is that Beis Din has to get him and say, you see this man, everybody? You thought he was a Kayin? He's no longer a Kayin. He used to have a chazaka of a Kayin, and now he's no longer a Kayin. And as you guys pointed out, it's not his fault. All of his life, right? He thinks he's a Kayin, so it's a pure Inus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until
Cheskas Kosher. Right.
Exactly. And therefore, he was allowed to eat until that point.
Like the two other cases.
Right. Yeah. So that's why it's like the two other cases. So you see. Okay. Wow. This is great. The Chevra are sharp in this base matters. So let's ask him another question. So Amalayin, he asked them, I got another question for you guys. You did so well, okay? Ma bein sover shu chol v'nitzah Shabbos shu chayiv, ma bein sover shu Pesach v'nitzah Shlomo shu potter. Now, we're gonna get off the topic of Truma and Chomesh, and we're gonna switch to Chatos, right? And we have a klal, right? A person that makes it is shaygig b'chatos b'Shabbos doesn't know, right? Is taya and thinks that something's mutar on Shabbos and it's really aser, brings a chatos, right? It's chayv a chatos. But let's say you have a case where there was an animal that you could have brought for be'etzem. It was the kind of animal that you could have brought for a Karban Pesach. But instead, the person was magdish, that same animal, as a Karban Shlomim, therefore invalidating it for Pesach, and the person brings it anyway, according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Shabbos is our Pesach.
And it's talking about, sorry, and it's talking about that it's Shabbos, and therefore, it's only mutter, b'mkayim mitzvahs, only Pesach is Deiche Shabbos, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Shlomim is not Deiche Shabbos. So, over there, Rabbi Yeshua says what? Chayv achatos or potter min achatos? Potter. So the question is why? What's the difference? You answer the first question, so answer me this question. There's a robust shitas Rabbi Yeshua all the way through Shas. A Toya bid bar mitzvah is potter min achatos. Because, right? We have some Reblaz or Demila there. By Brismila is the same thing, right? So you see that this person is in the, why are you shaking your head, Rabbi Oberstein?
Since his intention was to perform a mitzvah.
Correct.
The man is an amoritz. I think something's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but he is in the act of doing a dvar mitzvah. He's a tayyib of dvar mitzvah. It's not like he's eating, he wants to shech the behema, and he wants to have meat. That's not called bar mitzvah. But, right? Mm-hmm. Or if a person was, in the case of bris milah, a person is tayyib bar mitzvah by doing something wrong in the bris milah on Shabbos. That's called tayyib bar mitzvah. Right?
Yeah.
But so
it's
you'll be here.
It's not a carbon pesach, though. It's a puzzle.
I understand, but the act of shechting on the mizbeach is a dvar mitzvah. Tayyib dvar mitzvah is potter min achatos. Right?
Toev dvar mitzvah.
The mistake of someone who on Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos, slaughtered a shlomim, thinking it was a Karban Pesach, was made for the sake of the required mitzvah of shlomim. Okay?
I hear.
Because the behema, I think the key here is, the behema is be'etzem, Roy le Pesach. He didn't. It wasn't the kind of thing where he couldn't have done a mitzvah, right? It
he
was Roy. But he was shechting it for a shlomim,
yeah,
right?
He made a shlomim. He can't use it for a Pesach.
That's right, and that's why he. That's why he was Machal Shabbos. He's Machal Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right, but his intention was to do shlomim. That's a toya bidvar mitzvah. I think we can all agree that
the mitzvah is
trying to bring a shlomim. That's the Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
Shlomim.
Pesach and his taw.
Slaughter the shlomim. Sorry. 100%. Right. His intention was, I stand correct. His intention was
to do Pesach,
but it was already mugdash, l'shem, shlomim. So he's chayv chat. So he's potter min achatos because of Rabbi Yeshua's.
He thought that he was shechting a Pesach.
Correct.
He just wasn't allowed to because he'd been makdashim.
Correct. Makdashim for the wrong thing.
Well, why did he tell you for the first case when he thought it was Shabbos? It doesn't even seem comparable. Why do we have to come on to that?
We're trying to weigh degrees of shogeg, and their relationship to whether they need a kapara or not. Degrees of shogeg, for instance, the first question had to do with how ones is this thing? Is it shogeg or ones? And we said ones is potter from the kapara, from the chomesh. Here we said the degree of shogeg is even weaker because it's a shogeg in the performance of a mitzvah, which according to Yeshua is not, lacks the need for kapara because it was involved in keeping the mitzvah, as opposed to something that's, as opposed to, like you say, something that you're stam shechting for meat. Right?
But he thought it was a weekday.
Thought it was a weekday.
Right? That's the first gate.
Yeah.
He thought it was a weekday. It was, that's a whole Shabbos.
Yeah. Exactly. We're trying. What we're trying to compare is.
Yes, he does.
We're trying to compare the level of shogeg that is required. We're trying to compare the level of shogeg that's required, that requires a chatas or that doesn't require a chatas. In this case, the level of shogeg, when it's tari b'dvar mitzvah, doesn't require a chatas. It's not according to Rabbi Yeshua. But in other words, it's not such a big thing that it requires a chatas. Okay, Now we're going to go to the next question. Ayin Aleph Amid Bey said, "Okay, you guys are sharp here. I'm a lion. I tzrichli. I have another kasha. Ma ben saver shuhu shuman v'nimtza chaylev shuhu chayev. Ma ben saver shuhu aser v'nimtza mutter shuhu potter. What's the difference between a person that thinks something's kosher and it's not is chayev achatas, and somebody that thinks that knows something is not kosher?" And eats it bemazed, right? Eats a cheeseburger. A cheeseburger. Bemazed. And finds out that the cheese is tofu, that the meat is not meat. And actually what's the name? Why shouldn't that person bring a chatas? So you have to look at the footnote. Why should he bring it? What's going on over here? What's going on over here is we have two things. We have the act and we have the intent, right? In the case of a chatas, a classical shogeg, the person is lacking the intent, but is doing the action. That requires a kapara anyway. In this case, right, there was no act, no maisa avera, but there was
intent.
So why does the intent alone not require? Now, I just want to interject here. I was telling Rabbi Oberstein right before we started. There's a very famous in Ner Israel annals, in the annals of the yeshiva, there's a very famous shmooze by the Mashgiach Zatzal, Reb David Kronglass, where it was called the thunder and lightning shmooze. In the midst of the shmooze, Reb David said, and this is on tape. This is on tape. It was first on cassette and then they put it on CD.
They gave a Yiddish test on that shmooze.
Oh, really?
So you had to answer a couple of questions and you got credit for a foreign language.
There you go. So famously, Reb David said in the course of that shmooze, he said, "Unechad came in it far failed, zman kriyishma, I fill him with the mug and Avram, thunder and lightning, boom." You know, and it's on tape. It's on tape. So, but the point of the shmooze was, as far as I heard it a couple of times, and Shapsi can, I'm sure, heard it many times. The point of the shmooze was that. The Rav talks about this idea. He doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, but he quotes the Gemara that's in the footnote. It says Isha Haferam Hashem Yislachla, right? It says in Parshas Chukas Matos Isha Haferam Hashem Yislachla. So what do you mean if her husband was made for the netter, why does she need kapara? It's talking about a woman that was over on the netter, not knowing, right? Mm-hmm. So Rav David is masber that the maisa avera is the act that is also a mered. There's a rebellion in every maisa avera, and that rebellion is what requires kapara. That rebellion is what requires kapara. So, it's the question of the Gemara is an excellent question. when you think of it that way. If a person carries through an act, even though the act is not a maisa avera, but it is with an intent of merit, of rebellion, why does that alone not need a kapara? Am I quoting Reb David right?
Sounds good. Yeah. All
right. So it's the merit, and that's the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to give a shocking answer, which was Reb David's point in the Shmuz. The Gemara's answer is exactly what Reb David is getting at. What's the Gemara's answer? Why do you think? Why would you say if you were to ask this question, right? Shapsi said shop blanks. That's not what the Gemara says. Loyagivunei. They didn't answer. They did not answer him, the chevra. Amalayin, so Reb Chagai himself answered his own question. Namlachaminan. Let's look at this. It says, by the parsha of Chatos, oy hoida I love Chatos vehevi. If his Chatos was made known to him, and he should bring a Chatos, ashav mi diasai, chayav al shigagasai. One for a person that regrets, that does tshuva. Because he heard about his Avera, only he has to bring a chatos on his shogeg. Yotzezeh she'afilu yodea an apirish. It excludes a person that even if he would have known, right, he would have been poresh. Meaning, no chatos is enough for this person. This person did something b'mezid. The mered, the rebellion of mezid, cannot be wiped away with a chatas. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's only Hashav mi iti yasai. He needs tshuva. The tshuva can wipe it away, but the chatas doesn't wipe it away. The merida of the mezid cannot be wiped away by the carbon. Right? That's what the answer is. So, all Rabbi Yosef got by, and so Rabbi Yosef actually joined the chevra. And you heard the question, Amalayin, Lamalayim recently I don't love Chatos of Avi. Why didn't you bring this pasuk? Amalayin, they answered him, Hu kashaita uhu kaima. He asked an answer. He asked that question, and he himself gave the same answer you, Rabbi Yossi, just gave. So you, Mechav, and Rabbi Chagai himself. Okay. Next sugya. Hay Oymen, Makara Gamez Beach. We switched from Truma, and we went to cases of Avaida, right? And we said that if this Kohen, I thought he was a Kohen, later learned that he wasn't, any carbon that he brought is pasul. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, any carbon he brought is kosher. So we're going to have a machlekes about Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Yana, is echad mishleishim midrashes shehim uchuvarim b'tayra. Here's one of the three drashas that are clear. They fit into the words perfectly. What? How does this one fit in? It says vasa l'kayin ashiya bayam mahein. You should come to the kayin, which is who will be in that day, right? V'chi yesh kayin achshav ein kayin lachas. What do you mean bayam mahein? The kayin of that time. Where's there a kayin? That's a kayin temporarily. A kayin is a kayin and then becomes not a kayin. How do you have that? The ezezeh. What are we referring to? Zeh shahayu ayminu makar vagami amizbeach. This is a person that's being makar of karbonos v'noida shu ben grusha ben chalutza. And then he finds out he is no longer was never a kayin. Shavadasik sheira. He was a kayin by yom mahein. His avoda on the mizbeach was kosher when he brought it. That's how Rabbi Yeshua knows his halacha. That's the drasha. Rav Amar.
According to that, all the kabbanos are good.
All right? The kabbanos are good. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Right?
Is that the halacha?
I didn't check out the halacha. Did you guys check it out? I should have checked it out. I'm looking for the letter. Rav Shu Machsha looks like, yeah, that is the halacha. That's the Rambam, Perek Vav, Milchus, Bias, Migdash, Halacha Vav.
No, makes sense. It makes sense. It was Becheskas Kohen.
Yeah, I mean, and the other one makes sense too. He wasn't in actuality, Kohen. You need a drasha. It makes.
He's 80 years old. He did thousands of korbanos. How is he even gonna be able to fathom?
Because he wasn't a Kohen.
Yeah,
that's why.
How's he gonna pay it back? How would he pay it back?
I'm not worried. That's what he has to declare bankruptcy. I have no idea.
No, I'm saying have to go. Not monetarily. I'm saying how
the person that he brought a carbon chatzis for. Has to come and bring another carpet.
Have you ever heard of the Gemara in Chagiga, Mu'uva Shloya Haliskain? Maybe it's something that can't be rectified. I don't know. Zakh Rabbi Yeshua, a drasha. Rabbi Yeshua did not say, Rabbi Yochanan did not say in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, it makes sense. He said it's a drasha in the Torah. That's all. I don't know. I'm not. Yeah. Because it's a drasha. We learn it out from a pasuk,
yeah.
Right? I'm not sure I would have said that. I don't know. I don't know. Rav Amar, Rav says even, kind of even a more esoteric kind of drasha. It says in Zayis HaBracha, I think by Birchas Levi, right? Baruch Hashem Cheloi Ufoyah Yod Tir. So this comes immediately after the pasuk Yosimu Ketorah Ba'apecha V'Cholila Mizbechecha. Right?
Right.
And it says, Baruch Hashem Chela, you follow Yad of Tirtza. So, Ufal Yad of Tirtza, that means that what he brings, the sacrifices of his hands, is Tirtza, because it says, Baruch Hashem Chela, which we darshan to mean, even though he's a cholo. That's a little bit more Hasidish, you would say, you know? So, Kol Shehumi, Zara Shalevi, Abed Asak Sheira. That is how Rav. That's how Rav darshens it. So the Gemara just comments as follows. I'll die to the Rav according. This is not a comment. This is a kasha. Because we know that this also applies, right? This machlaikis is also in the earlier part of the Mishnah with Truma. It's not only having to do with Karbanis. This was the machlaikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the Chomesh, right? If he finds out that he's a Ben Grusha, he doesn't, right? Rabbi Yeshua says, doesn't bring it, right? So, Aldaita de Rav, since Rav is dealing with Tyrus and Avaida, and Rabbi Yochanan is dealing with somebody, right? Ashayiyav Ayam Mahem is dealing with Bikurim, which is not Karbanis. So you would say, Al Daita Darab, Babab, Kachi Migdash. We're only dealing with Avaida, right? Karbanis in the Migdash. Al Daita Drab Yechon, Mafilip Kachi Agvo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it extends even to Truma and things that are not Karbanis. That cannot be. That's Akasha, the Gemara is asking. It cannot be. Because the earlier part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua exempted from a chomesh, somebody that ate truma while he was a chol, right? Not knowing he was a chol. So you see, it extends even to non-karbanis. So that cannot be the nafkamina. So the Gemara is going to say as follows: Adaita derav ubavat koyim makrit. The only time Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha, even when it regards to truma, is if he's an actively makriv kohen, right? Something that's being makriv al mizbeach. And for instance, he wasn't a balmum, or he wasn't tameh, right? Abayta drav yoichanon, vafila kol kohen. Even a person that wasn't roi lavoida still gets the exemption. Because he darshened it from the passing of Bikurim. I'm bezim at Aleph. Another nafkamina, Aldaita derav, kind of building on the earlier nafkamina, right? One says it's avaida, a kain that's involved in avaida. One says it's even if a kain is not involved in avaida, so the extension of that is Aldaita derav uvavah b'shas migdash. Only b'zvan shabeis hamigdash hayikayim would Rav hold that there is an exemption. Aldaita b'yoichan avafil b'zman hazeh, even truma b'zman hazeh would also be exempted, but not according to Rav. It had to be Bizman, they were doing the Avaida. So that is the Nafkamina, Adkan Rav Baisa.